We got some education coming up on game. Meredith is schooling us on the Galentine's
Day
thing that I had never. Why is it that if you everybody's acting like this is such a normal thing, but I've never heard that word before this year.
It's so now newer.
It's a new word.
It's newer, yeah.
So why y'all gotta be so condescending when you're like, I was like, Galentine. You're like, oh, you know how I found it? It's Galentine. But it's old school, so. Like, no. It just came out. Like, don't nobody know about this.
It's the day before Valentine's Day where you leave your husbands and your boyfriends, and then you celebrate, you know, the successful friendships and women in your life. That's what that is. It's the day before Valentine's
Day. So Galentine is just female.
It's just female. So you meet for lunch or for dinner after work or whatever, and you celebrate each other's success or, you know, families.
Who started this?
This is from Parks and Rec.
Y'all got this from a TV show?
Yeah. She came up with it. Amy Schumer came up with it. And actually, all the girls from Parks and Rec, they met yesterday to celebrate Galentine's Day as well.
That's a big move, though. Yes. I ain't gonna lie. If you could come up from a TV show and you can make something that this many people celebrate,
yeah.
I salute
you
for that.
I'm hating on that, though. Because you know what? I'm low key jealous.
Treat yourself. Really?
Like, I mean, what dudes could say, you know what, we going to celebrate, you know, our, what do you say?
It's Galentine's Day.
Right, I get it, but I'm just saying, like, okay, so what are y'all celebrating?
We can't get that holiday. We got to take over another
holiday.
No, but I mean, you said
basically girls appreciating going out.
Women. We get each other gifts. It's kind of like our gifts. Valentine's Day for girlfriends.
So what if the dudes was like, you know what, me and my homies going to go out on the day before Valentine's Day because it's Palentine's Day. Use my pals.
I got it. Instead of for 4th of July, we could do 4th for the guys. Boom.
Okay. It's supposed to be around Valentine's Day.
We're rhyming.
Yeah, that's the only reason why the girls think.
I'm trying to get us a moment like that. Women look at women lifting up other women. Like, when we ever lift up each other?
Well, because it's different for girls. Girls hug and love and kiss on each other and say, I love you and all this. And there's more of just that lovey-dovey vibe with a group of girls than a group of guys.
I think we need some of that.
You should. We have listeners that are texting in their pictures from getting together and celebrating Galentine's Day last night with all of their girlfriends. I think it's really sweet.
And where the dudes at? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many of y'all went out with your pals and had Palentine?
Palentine's Day.
Like, I mean, damn it. I just want to see guys get some look like that. Like, y'all just started something, ain't even been a year going, and it's trending and all this stuff. And y'all like, ooh, uplifting women. Like, what about the dudes?
You could do this. You could still do it.
Get up with your homies, two or three of your guys, day before Valentine's Day. Be like, hey, tomorrow for them. So, you know, today we're going to celebrate the man and, you know, brotherhood and clink glasses and drink brown liquor, eat brown.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work because Valentine's Day is a really big deal for ladies.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to extend it. Mm-hmm. Guys, we don't care.
I honestly care.
I thought it was yesterday. I thought Valentine's Day was always on a Thursday for some reason.
It's not.
You be making up stuff,
dog. I thought so, bro.
You tell you just learned this language.
Did you even do anything for your girl?
Not yet. Well, we're going to do Sunday.
Today is
Valentine's
Day.
I'm not going to see my girl today, so I can't do anything with her.
You're not going to see her at all today?
I'm not going to see her at all. I'm not.
Yeah, he's working.
Yeah, I'm not going to see her.
Don't know me talking noise. It's a hustle. Don't stop, Meredith.
Come on now.
Don't stop.
I'm just saying, bring up some flowers.
I'm not going to see her.
But she will eventually come home and
fall asleep. Flowers at the house now, sitting out on the thing.
Smart. Anthony brought home 2 dozen roses yesterday.
Flowers at the house now.
They're at the house. Done.
Mm. Yep, all the girls. Everybody's taking care of.
You got them for the girls, too?
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
you know,
that's
kinda
so
kinda
sweet.
I love that. I mean, not really.
You did.
I mean, it's for everybody.
Wait, did you just get a dozen?
Is it one big plot of flowers or three individual things? Or just
What did you do? All right.
I plead the fifth. I know it's not Monday.
Don't tell me.
If I'm being 100, YG and Kehlani dropped a song today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, their little love song.
Right.
And so they sent roses to all of the program directors. And I didn't want them.
No, you didn't.
So I took them home.
You didn't give them someone here?
What?
You just didn't give them to somebody here?
Why would I give them
to
somebody
here? You took them
home? I took them home, and I was like, hey, happy Valentine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, ain't nothing wrong. They're good roses. They're from 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
And they probably came that day.
And they just came yesterday.
Fresh roses.
They're fresh. Brewster opened hers, put them up in the office. This big, huge, bustling rose bud.
Okay, so she got hers, and then
she
used
got hers,
those flowers.
And it says, happy Valentine's Day from YG and Kehlani.
Okay.
And so
you took that part off.
I didn't take that out.
Oh, that's
so
where you messed up.
It's not even from
where?
You.
I mean, what? They, I mean.
Yeah, that's where you messed up.
Why did I mess up?
Because it's from YG and Kalani.
They still. and what other person could say, I got roses from YG and Kalani?
Yeah, no.
What?
Yeah, like, playing what? Yourself.
What? And yeah, then playing yeah, myself?
Yeah.
I thought you got the girls something, too.
Hey, it's everybody.
No, it's not.
Hey, YG and Kalani got all y'all some stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.